1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Biden could take unilateral action to curb asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border in just a few hours from now. CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya-Galvez explains how it all could work.
President Biden is expected to issue a long-awaited executive order to partially shut down asylum processing. This move would likely give U.S. border officials the power to summarily and quickly deport migrants back to Mexico or to their home countries without processing their asylum claims when a certain threshold is surpassed.
And U.S.-Mexico immigration is sure to be one of the issues weighing on the next president of Mexico. And that person, for the first time, could be a woman. CBS News contributor Enrique Acevedo in Mexico City says voters and candidates have had to endure a lot in this election.
The electoral process has been impacted by violence. Officially, 37 candidates have been killed, and hundreds more have faced attacks or intimidation. But an independent report by local think tank Integralia says the number of those attacked could be as high as 700, including 231 candidates killed.
In California, there are excessive heat warnings posted, and people have had to evacuate north of Modesto. CBS News Bay Area reporter John Ramos is on the scene of the Corral Fire, which broke out on Saturday.
Everything was getting lit on fire.
The fire burned right up to the backyards of most homes before dying off, but one home was not so lucky. It was the only major structure lost in the blaze, along with a number of vehicles parked on the property. But the heat coming off the burning house caused more problems.
We were getting embers landing on our property, so I was just hosing that stuff down, because the last thing we need is to get everyone's house on fire.
The fires burned more than 14,000 acres. It is 50% contained. Police say someone opened fire on a birthday party in Akron, Ohio, early Sunday, killing one person. Two dozen others were hurt. Acting police chief there, Brian Harding, says it looks like the party was targeted.
Based on the layout of the spent shell casing, it appears consistent with someone driving by shooting out of a car. We believe that some individuals at the party may have returned fire based on physical evidence at the scene.
And they are looking for the shooters. Yuka Sasso is on top of her game in the golf world despite some obstacles.
I made double bogey on six, though. I think that happens every time. I think that happened to in 2021. I think that double is a good luck.
The 22-year-old has won another U.S. Women's Open Championship at Lancaster Country Club in Pennsylvania. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a practical hack that I use to manage my spending. It's my wish list. A wish list is just a note I keep in my phone where I write down all the things I want to buy, but I don't have a plan or a budget to buy. You know, like stuff I see randomly on Instagram or TikTok, or these new shoes that my BFF just got that I am totally obsessed about. My wish list is two things. First, it gives me a place to put that feeling of want instead of just pulling out my credit card. And second, gives me time to decide if I really want it. And then, if I can afford it. I revisit my wish list once a week or so. I take a look at every single thing on there, and then I pick if I want to find the budget for that thing or if I'm going to, you know, let it go. And I will tell you that mostly I end up letting things go. So if you're looking to cut back on spending, try making a wish list. This is Carrie Joy, and that has been your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
feel anything, then my brain takes over. 'Cause the ties to my heart and wires kickstart electricity, flows like blood. Yeah.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. coming and the men can't hold her.
Maxinc on Civic Media, we are local music, kicking off Maxinc Sunday night with a double dip of new music from The Handsome Stranger. That song is called Pusher, Exit Interview before that. Both of those songs are from their debut album called A Mix of Sun and Clouds. They're out of Appleton, Wisconsin, a three-piece featuring Ian Gilmore on vocals and guitar, Andy McNair on bass, and Aaron Vandermas on drums. Check them out, Handsome Stranger from Appleton. Happy Sunday evening, everybody. Welcome to Maxinc Sunday Night. I am Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in across the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up this hour, we've got music from Alex White and Friends. We'll do some Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers, and the latest from Jonathan Millionaire. Plus, I have all the details about the next Maxinc concert series that's happening at the Gamma Ray Bar on June 14th. Next hour, we're going to check in with Terry Barr and hear Barr Notes. At 8 o'clock, it's the debut of the Indie Rock 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal out of Ontario, Canada. At 9 is the encore performance of Live in the Lair from last night with Brian Bethke. It was fantastic. And at 10 o'clock is Maxinc Heavy. Imshel has a conversation with Milwaukee's very own Buster Daisy. But first, let's kick off this Sunday night with some music from Lady Bird and End of the World. It's Maxinc on Civic Media. We are local music.
Reception to get some air. Thought about a life that he could share. Seemed like a long walk for just a high school kid, but he knew it was nice to have someone to spend time with. Only heartbroken. is the days when loving someone was so easy. Tired eyes in the dashboard's glow. Puts it in to drive and starts for home.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. one know, 'cause I've been in it. So I don't care what they say. Hate is gonna hate, and players gonna play.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.